The older I get, the more changes around me I see, and I wonder if these changes are all for the good. Lots of things in the world around us are now different, and it's debatable whether these changes can all be considered as progress. We used to know everybody in the street, and most people in the village. Today, folks get in their cars and drive away with little contact with the rest of the community, and opportunities for neighbourliness seem to have all but disappeared. People's attitudes have also changed. Consideration for others and courtesy and respect are virtues that are sadly on the decline. Anybody whose memory goes back as far as mine would have to agree that Sundays also have radically changed. People, whether believers or not, had a much greater respect for the Lord's Day than today. Maybe you can remember Sundays when far more people went to a place of worship. Many children were sent to Sunday school. We had clothes we called our Sunday best and Sunday lunch. Nobody, whether religious or not, would dig their gardens or hang out washing on a Sunday. It was a day of rest, the Lord's Day. A day to be respected when no buses ran and no shops were open. Now it must be said that things are altogether different. Even great sporting events are held on Sundays, which would have been something unheard of and certainly frowned upon. Many people would be familiar with the hymn, Abide with Me. I am told that they love to sing this hymn at the FA Cup final at Wembley. There is a line or two in this lovely old hymn which expresses what we have been thinking about today. The words of one of the verses are, Change and decay around I see, Thou who changes not, abide with me. The hymn writer writing long ago was conscious of changes in the world of his day. He was confident that in his changing world there was one over it, a God that never changes. Someone with whom problems can be shared. Someone to whom we can draw near. That help was available and that we do not need to carry our burdens alone. The Bible tells us that God never changes, so he can be relied upon. He's always there, and he's always the same yesterday, today, and forever. He invites us to abide with him. He wants us to fellowship with him and to draw near to him so he can draw near to us. We may well ask, how can someone who is unfit to stand before a holy God be anything but guilty? What moral right do I have to approach his august presence? The answer is, of course, no right at all. Well, how is such a great privilege possible? The glorious fact is that this same God who never changes is a God of love and mercy and grace. The Bible expresses this amazing possibility in many ways. The characteristics of the eternal God of the ages is that on the one hand he is almighty, holy, righteous and just. And on the other hand, he is loving, caring, merciful and gracious. His power is seen in creation, and his love is displayed at the cross where the Saviour was crucified for sinners, for us. Repenting of our sins and believing in the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, is to avail ourselves of the great provision and to enter into the salvation so freely offered. This would be the great life-changer, resulting in divine acceptance, forgiveness, and a change of eternal destiny and blessing. Changes in the world today might not always be welcomed, but before we know the abiding presence of God with us in life's journey, we need to start on the journey of faith by first believing and then enjoying abiding in his love. Now may the Lord bless you, and thank you for listening.